The topic of Amun and Bitachon is one the life and Hashkocha, and how that interfaces with Hashkocha Pratis. It's one that there's a lot of general confusion. The two major people who talk about this, and come over, the Rambam and the Ramban. And in the sheet of both of them, there's, again, everyone knows the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. As if this is unique, the sheet is Ramban. Talks about Nisan Gluyim, Nisan Nistarim. Now, how that comes part of everyday life. And some people talk in terms of Shittas HaRambam and the Ramban as if there's a major machlokas. Nesin Teva, the Ramban and Nesin Teva. That's just, there's no such thing. The Ramban is very, very clear. There's another famous idea out there in the world, which certain people like to think the Rambam believed in Hashgacha Pratis only for Tzadikim Gemurim. Rambam is so black and white that against that. It's unbelievable. Okay. Now, Rambam or Nevuchim is clear on two topics. First of all, anything and everything that happens in this world at any time is a direct result of the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it should happen. And the idea that the Rambam believed in that the world, the way it functions, there's something called Teva, and it works sort of as an automatic machine. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world as an automatic machine that keeps functioning, and very unusually, in certain strange instances, interferes with that automatic machine. Nam says no. The Rambam quotes twice. There's not one blade of grass that grows in this group. There's a malach. There's a malach shomro gadel. And the Rambam then says, what does a malach mean? A malach means to shlich me HaKadosh Baruch. So HaKadosh Baruch, that for a blade of grass to grow, it's not because HaKadosh Baruch gave some general power into this world, that when you water something, you plant it, it grows. Specific Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and every blade of grass, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a specific tzivri to a malach, and a malach gives a tzivri to a kochav, and there's a kochav gives a tzivri to the grass, and the grass grows. Anything and everything that happens in this world comes from the direct Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu about that specific detailed thing. There's no general. Everything is specific. Ein l'chol kol esiv, and the Rambam quotes that twice in Amar Nevuch. Ein l'chol kol esiv yesiv. Shein l'chol malach. There's no blade of grass. There's not a malach. And the Rambam says, don't think a malach is an independent spiritual being. A malach means someone that is a direct shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it explains. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a tzivu to a malach, gives a tzivu to a kochav. Now here, again, the Rambam viewed the world, the physical world and spiritual world, as very intertwined. That kochavim control. You have billions and billions of stars. And Kochavim are received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu via a Malach, and that tells it how to control a specific blade of grass or anything in this world, except for the human being. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hands-on for anything and everything in this world. Number one. Number two. Nothing ever happens. The Rambam makes a very clear point. Nothing ever happens to us, a human being in this world, that is not a direct result of Schar V'Onesh. That all, anything that happens to me today during the day, I have pure chavish to mitzvahs and avarimus, but all the things that happen to a human being in a normal way, for instance, this morning on the way in, I made every red light there. Sometimes I made every green light. Today, every conceivable red light I made. It wasn't why today I made red light and the other day green light. It's all part of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Schar V'Onesh. Good morning, Erech. One shouldn't think when we're talking Yisurim that a Kodesh Baruch Hu brings upon a person. He's talking about who knows what suffering. If I put my hands in my pocket to find a coin and I can't find it and I have to go and it doesn't go smooth, then that's also part of the Yisroel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously small Yisroel for certain things, big Yisroel for other things. So the Rambam believes in very, very clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directing everything, every day and every human being's life according to Schar V'Onesh. Ramban. Ramban says, first of all, Ramban is very clear when he in Emunah, Kuntres Emunah Bitachon, which we'll go through certain sections inside. The Bitachon applies in certain areas, it doesn't apply in other areas. Betach b'Hashem ve'aseh tov shom ba'aretz v'rei emuna. That pasuk is like the foundation of all the Ramban's thinking on hashgacha pratis, emuna, bitachon.
Where is that from?
Betach b'Hashem ve'aseh tov. I have to ask this guy to do a computer search right now. He says, when it comes to anything to do with one's ruchnius, there's no hashgacha pratis. It's up to my bechira chavshus. Doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't help me along. V'der shodem olich, lotze molich also. Habolatai mesayin also. But everything comes from a person's emunah and bitachon in bechira chavshus. However, here the Ramban adds, it's the beginning of emunah and bitachon, conscious emunah and bitachon. Once a person has done his maximum hishtadlus, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you can rely on me that if that's not enough to get to your ruchni's goal, I'll help you get there. That's habolatai masayin also. But you have to be bolatai and do your maximum hishtadlus in that direction. Then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will take hold and make sure you can achieve your goal. But it's not that you can sit back. I have bitachon. Bitachon, I think bitachon morgen. But I'm not willing to put the effort into it. Not going to happen. So, number one. Number two. Bitachon does work in a more direct way. in areas of one's physical function in this world. But Tochna only works if a person has a deep emunah that Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. Tach Hashem, after Tochna Kadosh Baruch Hu, still you have to Aseh Tov. You have to do all the right things, and that's your achrayus. You can't say, okay, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants me to Mekayim Mitzvahs Matzah, I'll have matzah delivered to my door. No such thing. You want Mekayim Mitzvahs Matzah, you have to go out. Make sure you have Mitzvahs Matzah. That's it. B'tach B'Shem V'Aseh Tov. It's up to you too. That's it. Shchom Boretz. Rei Emunah. Bitochen comes after Emunah. There has to be Emunah in what? And here the Ramban in two places. Ramban say from Mitzvahs. It's a Sasei Aleph. Anol Hashem Lokach Shotzich Amerik Mitzrayim. And on the Pasuk in Yisrael, Anol Hashem Lokach Shotzich Amerik Mitzrayim, explains what it is that he means. In the end of Parshas Bo, what do we learn from Yetzias Mitzrayim? What was the purpose of all the Nisan that we had there? To teach us something. Kadosh Baruch Hu has the ability, he has the Rotzon v'Hachefetz. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he's above the world, controls it, and it's not just the blind power of nature, it's willful power that's exercised in a specific direction. And the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, especially the Ramban on the Pasuk, Tomim Tiyim Hashem Lokecha, that and we are putting ourselves in his hands. And the way we control the world, we control our destiny. It's through mitzvahs and ma'aseh tovim, and that deep confidence that this is how the world runs, that's emunah, and then shchom baretz, and that's the way a person lives in this world. These are very broad parameters. The advantage of what the Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam writes in the Maspik is he doesn't leave things up to general klalim. He is very, very specific and very, very detailed in a very detailed, practical way. Bitochen. Now, one has to keep in mind the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam plays a very interesting role. That if you take a look at all Achrayim and all subsequent Dervish after him, that say that essentially he mirrors everything his father said, and unless one has a reason to think otherwise, what he says is just an elaboration on what his father said. Is one maybe difference between Rambam and the Ramban, the Rambam and Rabbi Avraham in the world of Machshava, and that's how to deal with asceticism. But even there, I'm not sure it's such a big difference. In Halacha, we know of one instance and one instance only. We disagreed with his father. That's in Tidus Yodayim Shachris on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur.
What are they arguing on?
What
is aestheticism?
Asceticism is extreme denying oneself hanos olam hazeh. Habitochem, Bar Shem Yisrael, Sparach Shmo. Now, previously he's gone through many different midos. This is one of the top midos. Afilu yosod mi yosodo satora. And there's no one who's cholek on it. Okay. Now here, there is a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban and the Rashba. Let's think what Kabbalah some off of Shemayim is about. According to the Rambam, there are three separate mitzvahs. Anoch Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Echad, V'dibarta bo m'shitchecho v'vesecha v'achtecho v'atarav, shach b'cho uvekumecha. Anoch Hashem Elokecha is talking about Yediyas HaKadosh Baruch. Yediyas HaKadosh Baruch is not the same as Emunah. It's Miloshim v'yadata hayom hashivos ha'elovacha. That there are two types of knowledge. Type of knowledge, which is, yeah, I know there's a country called China. I know there's something off there. A, it's something that I don't experience. I've never been to China. You know, and if I... It's a very theoretical piece of knowledge. The other types of knowledge that are a deep part of who and what I am. It's Yediyah. V'yadata hayom hashvosa elavavacha kashem hu halokim kashmayim malvar shvitov haseinu. So the mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem is not only having theoretical knowledge but internalizing that so that that feeling and understanding is part of you. And what is that knowledge, no Hashem Elokecha. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source of our existence. That He is, in the words of the Python, Elos or Elos, the cause of all causes. Ultimately, He is, but that is already Malchus Shemayim. That He has the capacity to do it. That capacity to do it is the Emunah and Yediyah. Fact that there is no other power in this world and that He did not delegate anything to any other power and every other power is dependent upon Him and subject to Him, that's Echad. Hashem Echad. Says that's Kabbalah Zom Alf Shemayim, says the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos. So there are two things. Understanding HaKadosh Baruch has the capacity and to do it, and the idea and Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, translating that into my life, that He is the cause of everything that happens to me. That's Echad. That's Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. The mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is two. There's a mitzvah of Machshava and a mitzvah of Bedibur. Machshava, Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, that is Hashem Echad. And saying Kriyat Shema is not only leaving it in my mind, saying it every day. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. According to Rambam. Ramban puts both of them into Anoch Hashem Elokecha Shot Sichom Eretz Mitzrayim. That He is the power that completely controls the world. There's no other power in this world, and anything that happens in this world comes from Him. So what the Rambam splits into two, and Anoch Hashem Elokecha Shehoceichem Eretz Mitzrayim, and Hashem Echad, the Ramban writes, no, let's call Anoch Hashem Elokecha Shehoceichem Eretz Mitzrayim. And He showed us that he runs the world, controls the world. He says it's hachefetz v'harotzon, v'cholas, it's the ability to do it. He wants to do it and doesn't leave it over to anybody else. And that's why the Rambam gets the mitzvah Kriyat Shema. It's nothing to do with Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. It's Machlokes between him and the Rashba. And the Rambam says it's just a mitzvah Kriyas Parsha. I'm not accepting Malchus Shemayim. Rambam and the Rashba say, I'm accepting Malchus Shemayim. Echod means I'm accepting that he is the only one and there is no other power in this world. Now, what? Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, according to the Ramban, is a mental process. Totally mental process. That I understand and I accept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only power that runs this world. It's a mental process. And that's number one. And including in Yetzias Mitzrayim, as the Ramban. And the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs Aleph, and on the Pasuk in Yisro, spells it out. What was the lesson we learned from Mitzrayim? That he has the ability, he created the world, he runs this world according to his Ratzon, and he's the only one who runs this world. And the mitzvah of Anoch Hashem Lokech L'chachzkes Hadova Belibo, his lashon is, to make that, to internalize and strengthen that understanding inside of me. That is, that's the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. But it is entirely a mental process. The Rambam says differently. Ram says they're two separate things. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world has the capacity to run the world. That's Anoch Hashem Lokeh Shatzichim Ratzrayim. That's number one. What does Hashem Echad mean? He's the only cause of anything in this world. So those are two things. The ability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how he actually runs this world. He did not delegate. And what is Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah... What's Avodah Zarah is an idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu may have created everything. He's sitting on the top, but he delegates different jobs to different people, and he delegates different powers. There's the power of the sun, there's the power of the moon, there's the power of nature, there's the power of all sorts of things. And you have to, and the idea of Avodah Zarah is you don't have to deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you deal with all those individual powers. And El Achdus means no, that's not what it's about. No, nothing's in the bin. Everything comes from the top. And that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world completely down to the final detail. The Rambam calls this, he's Manhegas HaGalgal. The Galgal means he's the cause of all causes, and he's the only cause. It's not that anything is independent of him. Everything, that's what I said in the beginning. The Rambam takes the twice in Yemor Nevuchim takes the Medrash that says Ein Lecha Kol Eisav Yesav. There's no blade of grass that if it grows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving a direct sefer to it. He's activating that growth directly straight from the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's Achdus. Achdus is not potential. Achdus is how it is that he runs the world. There's only one power running this world, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He hasn't given over to any. There are no independent powers. Today, when people think in terms of sciences, oh, that's something independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world runs. It's an automatic machine. According to the Rambam, that's a violation of Achdus. Achdus means he's the only koach that runs anything in this world. There's nothing that happens except from his Ratzon and his directive. He wants it to run according to certain regular patterns. Because if we didn't know this morning the sun would rise in the east or the west, we didn't know, there were no regular patterns. Sometimes things fall down, sometimes they fall up, and we couldn't function in this world. The only way we function in this world is seeing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives these as direct commands on a regular, consistent basis. And we function around that regular consistent. But it's all coming from Tzibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Achdus. But that's number one. Number two, the two mitzvahs, according to the Rambam, Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, there's the mitzvah of Hashem Echad, And the mitzvah Hashem Echad is a mental mitzvah, an intellectual mitzvah, understanding it. And there's another mitzvah that's saying Kriya Shema. Saying Kriya Shema is a mitzvah. Not only is Kabbalah from Malkus Shemayim supposed to be something in my mind, it's something I have to say out twice a day. Shach b'chov kumecha. The Rajba, when Rajba and Brachas, Machlokes in the Rajba and Brachas and Ramban and Rosh Hashanah, the Rajba and Brachas says, Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana doesn't apply to Kriya Shema, because Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana or not, Machlokes finds when in Achilas Matz and Tekiyas Shofar and other things, we have to do a certain physical act. Here, the whole mitzvah is Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim. I have to be Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim through saying the words Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But it's a joint mitzvah of mind and dibur. The Rambam has two separate mitzvahs. The Rambam has one mitzvah of Hashem Echad, which is a mental mitzvah. The Rambam Michlas Kriya Shema. It's another mitzvah, being makabel or malchus shemayim. That's why if I'm not going to the Rambam, I say the word Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. I have to think of the meaning, because that's kabbalas malchus shemayim b'dibur. It's kabbalas malchus shemayim b'machshava. Kabbalas malchus shemayim b'dibur. Ramban doesn't have this kabbalas malchus shemayim b'dibur. Ramban and Rosh Hashanah Davka Avchas Malchan. It's just Kabbalah Sama Hashemayim is a mental mitzvah, and that's it, and that's all it's about. That I have to have. But this is the basis of what Bitochen is. And Rabbeinu Avraham ben Ram says the fact that such a chiyuv, such a mitzvah in the Torah, every monad mitzvahs, everyone who sat down, well, the halachas are included, this is halacha. Ushogar aloshen haklal kamoshenua natua belev yechidei skula. And here he says, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who planted it in the hearts of Klal Yisrael. That means part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu choosing us to be his Am Sukun Kolami, he planted in the Shema of every Jew that idea that he is of HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world. And here in the footnote he says, quotes Rambam on Avuchim, Ha'amuna ha'mona eino inyan ha'nemer nemer bepet, not just something you say, inyan ha'matsuya benefesh kishyaminu bo shuhu komo kein komo shitsuya. He says, okay, it is getting that deeply into my being and understanding. Sifrei Nevi'im Aleihem also Pesukei HaTorah Morim Alav. Ki Al Kamod Sapi Hashem Yichya Ha'adam. That we live by whatever comes out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth. Gam Tzivuv Yisal Himona. He says the whole idea of Shemitah. Idea of Shemitah and Yovel. Is a statement of Bitochen. That Shmit and Yovel says, Kadosh Baruch Hu told me not to plant, not to worry. If a person, that is a different way of stating a fact, by acting that out, he says, Hein lo nizra, v'chisoma manocha b'shanashir, Hein lo nizra manocha, v'tzivisiz b'kosa. I mean, he's asking a person, what is Shemitah? He's asking a person to stop his Shabbos for a year. Remember, we're talking about even in a totally agricultural economy. Now here, that is a very, it's a very difficult mitzvah. But it's a chiyuv gomer. Now he begins. Bigar bitochen. Kadosh Baruch Hu, that all disease comes from him and all refuah. Kani Hashem Rofa. That means, bitochen means, and he's just talking about bitochen in general before he gets to the three types of bitochen. Says, person allowed to go to the doctor. Rambam himself was a doctor. But there's a tefillah of the Rambam wrote. And the idea is, am I HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tool, or I am the one who's in charge? Now, one of the big nisyonos people have is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appoints them as the shliach, be it a doctor, be it a person who has money, then for them to begin thinking, after a while they're independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Meimiz, he's the Machaya, he's the Mafarnish, he's the Ma'ashir. He makes people rich, he makes them poor. Then he says, V'chol mikre ha'olam ha'klolam v'ha'pratim chosim e'lov hu o'alam. And anything and everything that happens in this world goes back to him, and he makes it happen. Ha'gozo aleim, he makes the gzeira u'motziyam l'po'al. Puts into action. Milvad, with one exception. Hamishmas v'hameri. Accepting a Kodesh Baruch Hu's tzivu, you're rebelling against him. Kayadua, he's gonna get to it. He quotes psukim after psukim after psukim after psukim. There are no other powers in this world. Okay, now he's now Mitus Habitochon Hushi Haboteach Nosin Bitchono Naso Bechol Inyonim Bashem Yesala Velobushum Emsoy Naso Maragido. His Bitochon is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is causing it, and there are no intermediate causes. If you're sick, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send a refuah. And if you need a special doctor, if you're Zocha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get you the right doctor, will get the right idea, will get you the right medicine. Mochatzti v'ani yerpa, as the pasuk says. I give the illness and I am Rofa. V'anhoga ha-mazik lo tazikenu ele b'tzus ha-borei. Success about a rotzeach b'shog v'ashetz lotzod v'lokim ino liyoda. Why is this person a shoge? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to go to Golos and wanted him to be killed, and he brought the two of you together, and that's the way it happens. Everything happens because HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges. Okay, Mitz Hashem, next week I'm in London in the morning. Beginning next month, we'll go through the Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam, and I'll show you in each instance where the various Rishonim agree and disagree, and you'll see that he has a thought out in exceedingly detailed way how bitochen works, what things it is, how life is controlled by Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's done in an exceedingly detailed way.